Hello.
Samantha?
Hi,
Yes?
is this John?
Yes, this is John.
Hi, John, how are you?
Well, not so well, you must believe.
Yes, I believe you called earlier. I wasn't available in the office, but as soon as I got here, I thought I should give you a call. John, I was just looking at your project, and I see that we have published a book as well, and it's the imprint issue that you're facing, right?
Yeah, and I mentioned it to you last time we even talked on the phone when I wanted to cancel the contract. Is one of my main issue was I went with you guys for the logo for the imprint, you know, and otherwise I would have published it myself, or I've gone with many other. There is so many others that do the same thing, but my main goal is to have the imprint. Self-publishing was never my intention, you know.
Of course. See, I'll be very honest with you, John. I'm not gonna, turn this around anywhere else. This is a mistake that happened from our team. They skipped it, or they did not think about that they had it to they had to actually include the imprint in the publication. So, in regards to that, because your project was super expedited on our end, so that is a mistake that I'm already resolving. Other than that, everything else is delivered in your package and completed. So as soon as I wrap this up, we'll call it a day and we'll close off the project, okay?
So what they're going to put the logo back into the cover?
I'm talking about
Because
the imprint.
they took it. You talk about what?
I'm talking about the imprint, where it's written on Amazon regarding the name of the
Yeah.
publisher or the publication house that is publishing your book. We're going to include the imprint there.
Okay, so you're going to change that. And then what about the logo in my back cover?
Logo in the back cover, that's going to be tricky, John. See, I'm giving you the official imprint as a publication house. We do not want to get into the lengthy process of us unpublishing the book and then re-uploading it, and then Amazon putting down their criteria that they won't accept the logo on the cover or anything like that. It's just going to prolong the project. I feel that if we mention the name prominently as a publication house in the on the Amazon description site, then I think we are good to go.
And what about the ISBN? When you check the ISBN, it also says self-published.
The imprint for the ISBN is self-published. Let me tell you a little bit of information from my end. When we talk about imprint, it's a very vague concept. It covers a lot of different things. For example, ISBN, when you're purchasing an ISBN, it comes with a certain imprint. Now, in that situation, an imprint is basically a security code that would allow you to utilize the ISBN, or that will verify that you have actually purchased the ISBN and you have not just, picked it up from anywhere without paying. So in that situation, when it comes to the ISBN, that is just a security code. It could be your name, it could be the name of the company, or it could be, any other standard verbiage or a letter or word that they
Yeah.
quote on the back end. That's one
So
concept of the imprint. Second one, sorry, go ahead.
on the ISBN, I could even deal with if it was my name, or I can give you a fictitious name, whatever. But when the a bookstore or somebody check on it's self-published, and it's a no-no in the industry. So it really make the book not as available, not as marketable, if there was, and they work Booker or whatever. When you see a self-published name next to the ISBN, it's not good, and that's the
But
so it's.
your target audience would not be able to see that self-published. The self-published that is shown right now on your Amazon account, that will be changed. I'm telling you that it will be changed. Now, the security code that you're talking about, that cannot be changed because the ISBN was already purchased with that particular security code. So that cannot be changed, but on the front end, where people see and review things, for example, your readers, they are going to see the name of Penguin Book Writers as a publication house who have helped you with the publication. So I'm sorting that out for you.
So that it will show And it'll be the same in Barnes & Nobles and all the other outlet, or it'll be just on Amazon that it showed that way?
Well, for all of them I'm talking about. See, every platform has a slightly different algorithm, but we're going to try our best and fix all of them as soon as possible. I already had a discussion with the publication team, and they will begin the process. We just need to check if they need any kind of authentication or one-time password from your end in order for them to, you know, log into the account, and that will be done today itself. So just give me, like, max 1 hour. I'll have someone call you and check that out, and we'll fix this accordingly, okay? So it's no big deal. Don't worry about that. We don't need to unpublish the book or go a different route. It's just a very small thing regarding the imprint. We will make sure to change that and include the imprint of the book, okay? The name of the book.
Okay, so then it's still the problem of the back cover. She was telling me, Rachel, that because I got a review from the Kirkus review, and I wanted to add that on the back cover. So I sent her a new camera-ready file, and she said that they will change. They can change that afterwards,
afterwards.
Published.
Okay, it's published. All right. So you want the cover to be updated as well.
The back cover, I wanted to have that line, which I sent, she's got, and that logo on that back cover. So that, you know, once it's published and it's been approved by, Amazon, then we can change that cover and put the logo and go that route.
Okay, all right. Well, we can do that. It's a little lengthier than the standard process. I was thinking of just fixing the imprint name that is appearing on your profile. But if you want us to have the cover, exchanged or replaced as well, we'll begin the process on that as well. But we'll need to check and comply with the Amazon policies too. I'm not sure if Rachel told you that they continuously update their policies. And recently, they were rejecting the books which were coming in from different publication houses. So that's the reason why we started going on with the self-publication thing, that at the end we're helping the client to put the book available. But if they are creating so much fuss about that, putting the imprint or a logo of the publisher's name, then obviously we were trying to avoid that kind of hassle. And that's the reason why we, ended up doing this kind of a thing. But let me work with the team and provide you an update, okay, through Rachel.
Okay, super.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, John, and do not worry about a single thing, okay? Your project is 95% completed. It's just a small glitch. I'm going to make sure that I personally look into this, and I'll have that fixed as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, no, thank you. And then I guess my next question is that pre-order. Ali Stringfellow was telling me that, we do a pre-order to get the buzz out, and we your book so that we have a bunch of pre-order before it's available. And then I don't know what is the marketing thing. And this month we most people we do all this, and it's also in my contract. What is your next step on this?
Let me explain that to you, okay? We'll go through it one by one. See, the entire purpose of putting a book on pre-order is to create pre-orders before the book is released. So what happens is that we put in a release date, and then if you have a marketing service or somebody's handling your marketing, we go all aggressive in terms of creating shout-outs, banners, postcards, all of that on the social media marketing platforms along with Amazon optimization as well. So what we do is that we create a hype or curiosity for the audience to buy your book before it's released. You know, just like how there's a hype created before a movie is launched or released.
It's exactly
the same thing. So the entire purpose of having a pre-release phase before we launch the book is to create a hype and gain a leverage on your target audience. So by the time, for example, if your book was to be released, let's say, on the 18th of this month, on the 18th, when the book is being full flash out, what will happen is that you'll already see a lot of pre-orders in your account. That means the day it's out, people will automatically start getting the deliveries for it, the shipments for it. They won't have to wait for another, you know, long tenure in order to place the order and then wait for the book to come. Their orders will be shipped out on the very same day. So that's basically what it's all about. It's a marketing tactic, and for that to work aggressively on your book or on your project, you need to make sure that you have sound marketing strategists who's working on a certain strategy and taking your book further.
Okay, so that so your team is aware of going forward with that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, so your team is aware and they're ready to right now in this phase that we're in until the 18th, they're actually working on this hype?
Okay, in your package, I am looking at your package right now. It does not include any kind of marketing services. It includes the pre-release publication from our end. So our work is finished as soon as the book is released on the mentioned platforms, okay? Now, at this point of time, you got a decision to make whether you want to move forward with the marketing services from our end or if you have somebody that you know who can, you know, who's well-equipped to handle the marketing services. At least move forward with the 3 months marketing plan, which is the awareness campaign, you know, just to create a footprint or identify yourself as an author in the market. I think you should start from there. That's like just like the most beginner level, you can say.
Okay. In the contract, it didn't say that for 6 months you guys doing some marketing or nothing like that?
That's promoted publication. Let me explain the difference of these two services, okay? There is a thing called marketing. There is another thing called promoted publication. A lot of people, they confuse the two with each other. When we talk about promoted publication, we are only referring to the keyword optimization of the book on the mentioned platform. So, for example, at the time of publication, we shortlist certain keywords that are highly ranked and, you know, that are frequently searched, and they are also related to your book as well. And then we optimize them on the back end through Amazon's algorithm, Amazon optimization, and that helps for your book's ranking to come up. You know, because of the frequently used high-ranking keywords that we are shortlisting or selecting and putting on the back-end algorithm of the book. So that is what promoted publication is all about. Keyword optimization
okay, so
on Amazon. And on the contrary, when you talk about marketing, let me just finish and then I'll hear you out, okay? I just want you to have a clear picture of what I'm talking about. So let's compare that to marketing itself. Now, marketing is a vast topic. It's a vast field. It covers social media platforms. It covers influencer programs. It covers other different tactics. For example, if we are to optimize your book through any search engine like Google. So marketing itself, it's a vast field. Promoted publication is a small section that is related to the marketing, but not completely defined as marketing. It's keyword optimization, in other words, and it's promoted publication. So that's the difference. Go ahead. You were saying something.
Okay. Yeah, no, okay. I understand. I guess it's confusing, but anyway, I'll handle the marketing. But, yeah, no, so then now my main concern is, you know, the logo, the back
the
of the book, and then the imprint when it shows a publisher, you know,
You've got nothing to worry about. I'll make sure to have the revised cover uploaded, and along with that, I'll make sure to mention the name of the publication house in the column where they ask for the publisher's name, okay? So that'll be sorted out. Just give me 1 hour so I can provide you something definite in terms of what you can expect for us to, you know, well, the tenure or the timeline that you can expect from us to have these revisions catered, okay?
Okay, super. And
perfect.
Then, so keep me abreast.
Okay, all right. Perfect, John. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
You have yourself a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you, Samantha.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.